This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. Today, I am joined by this wonderful gentleman, and his name is...
Harvini Baraj, what a wonderful gentleman.
Harvin, because you know, like, you know, whenever you get Arvin, you treasure these moments, right?
Ooh, yo.
So today we're talking about food businesses, right? And we have a question for you. And what is that question, Arvin?
So we're asking you over on Twitter, do you think food has become more expensive lately? Our options are yes, in general. Yes, at F&B businesses. No, no change. And no, it's cheaper.
Right. Okay. So I was looking at the poll results later, but we'll go through that in just a moment. So, and of course, you can also let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And this is an article that came out in The Star and says, Kuala Lumpur Hawkers and Petty Traders Association President Dato' Sri Rosli Sulaiman said, ministries overseeing the prices of goods needed to look at ways to regulate them. He said middlemen were the ones profiteering, taking advantage of the high demand, low supply situation to increase the prices of goods substantially. So, basically, the article, the story is about how food businesses can no longer absorb high costs. He also went on to say, when suppliers sell at high prices, food traders have no choice but to increase their prices and bear the brunt of customers' anger. Petty traders are very customer-oriented. Competition is also high. So increasing prices is the last thing they will do. Customers are also trying to save money. Many people are choosing to buy from stalls and food trucks instead of restaurants because of lower prices, but prices are going up everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And according to Malaysia-Singapore Coffee Shop Proprietor General Association President Wong Tew Hoon, the association had about 20,000 members and many coffee shops adjusted their prices for beverages and snacks by 20 to 30 cents to cushion against rising expenses. However, he also pointed out that the price of ingredients, gas and even labor costs increased over the years and that some of the coffee shops had been absorbing the cost themselves. Mm. So he said that a few years ago, we could still hire someone for just slightly over 1,000 ringgit to make coffee. But now, it's hard to find anyone to take up the same job for 2,000 ringgit. So wow. It doubled the salary cost.
And you can't find someone.
Okay. And they can't find someone.
Right.
Many of the coffee shops have suffered losses and were forced to increase the prices of their beverages and snacks. He added that a minor increase would only help a little in reducing expenses. And he hoped that customers would understand the hardship faced by coffee shop operators and continue to support them.
Mm. Malaysian Muslim Restaurant Owners Association President Dato' Jawaha Ali Taib Khan said he appealed to the group's more than 9,000 members to maintain their prices at least until year end. He asked members to consider absorbing the extra costs if they could. He said the operators are trying to find ways to retain the current prices, one of which is by reducing the portion size, but people will not be happy about that either, and this is not feasible in the long term. I'm not sure how long restaurant owners can do it because they have other problems to deal with, right? Like finding that staff, even if you could afford to pay them, they're not coming. So this includes poor sales, high rental, and difficulty getting workers, all adding to costs, right? And so, I mean, just adding to this story, I was just talking to a friend recently, and she was saying that she has gone shopping, and what happened is that she tries to go to the local market to buy vegetables and all that, and the prices have gone up. And she says, when she goes to the supermarket, the prices are cheaper. Right.
And
again, so I think they have the economies of scale, right? So these supermarkets have economies of scale, the bigger chains and all that. So, and they say, and she says, I'm trying to support the local traders, but I can't because it's like if it's a couple of dollars difference, fine. But it seems like there's a lot, a big difference. So she says, then I go to the supermarket, which then affects the traders. So it's become a sad situation.
So the people at the losing end are the petty traders and small traders doing the business, right?
Mm.
There's another interesting thing that I've noticed, though. Like, ever since dining out was allowed and ever since a lot of restaurants opened up again, obviously, you can see that they've changed their menus. There's, like, a newer printout now because they want to change the prices, right?
Mm.
And even with goods and services and when you go to places that have opened up for services, for me, I've noticed that the knee-jerk reaction before when I know the price has been jacked or increased is a negative reaction. So I'll be like, whoa, that's a steep hike.
Right.
But because of the MCOs and the pandemic and stuff, now when they increase the prices, it's a bit more diluted. So for me, I find it like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Even though the price is steep and shouldn't be it shouldn't be that high sometimes, I feel. As consumers, we also have to be careful about our budget and expenses, right? So I don't know if you've noticed the same thing. But for me, when I look at my own reaction, it's a bit... it's interesting. It's a bit weird. It wouldn't have been this way like 2 years ago when I saw a price hike. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, Harvin, I want to ask you about your teh tarik. Okay. Your teh tarik. has the price gone up? Or, you know, seriously, has it been more diluted?
So, some places has remained the same. But some places I've seen has obviously gone up.
Right.
It's obviously gone up like by a couple of ringgit at least.
Mm.
But I don't know. But then when you think about like, again, business, MCO, they've suffered losses. It's like, do you buckle and pay the price? Or do you go like, oh no, that's way too steep for me as a consumer.
Okay. And then, you know, like I understand because I think we cover these stories. This is probably not the general public. We cover the story. So I tend to like close one eye because, you know, they're suffering and all that sort of thing. But long term, I don't know whether this is feasible for me. Right?
Exactly.
So anyway, we'll talk to some F&B owners after this and get their thoughts around it. Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Boleh for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, good afternoon. This is Frida Leo. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites together with Arvind Yuvaraj. We're talking about how food prices have risen, and there is a poll question that's happening. Arvind, what's the question and what are the poll results looking like?
So over on Twitter, we're asking you, do you think food has become more expensive lately? And the votes are yes, in general, 85.8%, followed by 12.1% saying yes at F&B businesses, 2.1% saying no, no change, and 0% saying no, it's cheaper.
Right. Okay, so there's over 80%, right? And saying that, wow, the prices have gone up. All right, we've got experts here, restaurant owners, and of course, we always go to this gentleman, Ranyi. Chin, of course, co-founder of My Burger Lab. So, Ranyi, have you noticed the price hike for raw ingredients?
Actually, since the beginning of MCO 1.0, in the F&B industry, we have definitely seen an increase in costs of goods, whether it is packaging or raw ingredients, just to name one or two. In fact, in the last couple of months, things seems to be getting worse as we have notices from our supplier giving us heads up that there are possible delay in shipment and also price increases ranging from 20% to even 200% for some ingredients. And even when we want to lock in prices 6 months ahead, meaning that, hey, we're able to commit X amount, they still can't guarantee that, and they say that the price will fluctuate on a week-by-week basis in some cases.
200%. Ranyi, so have you noticed the price hike reflected in your own personal F&B consumption?
Yeah, definitely. We at My Burger Lab have felt the price increase over the last 1.5 years, whether it is in packaging, as I mentioned, and especially in raw produce like beef and chicken.
Right. And so does the price hike for goods affect your business? And if so, how?
Yeah, definitely. In the last couple of months since dine-in has been allowed, unfortunately, we have not seen a transition of sales from delivery back to dine-in. We are still looking at around 50-50 percent, whereby our revenue is split to delivery and dine-in. And of course, as everyone knows by now, delivery charges are still significantly high. So our profit margins are extremely slim. So with the tide of cost of goods going up, we definitely see a very slim margin, if any at all.
Mm-hmm. So this is a bit of a ping pong question. Who do you think can or should absorb the additional costs?
Well, for one, I think that the government should step in and help either subsidize or control the cost of goods rather than let it fluctuate as they are at the moment. Apart from that, as a business, and I can say a lot of our business owners feels the same, we will try to absorb the cost, hoping that it's only temporary so that our customers do not have to feel the brunt of it. However, as things go by, it doesn't seem that positive, and it looks like the buck has to be passed on to consumers at some point. I do know of fellow restaurateurs who this month itself has started increasing prices, while a lot are waiting for the new year to adjust their pricing.
Right. Solution mode, Renyi, what is your business solution to adjusting to this hike?
To be honest, we've been avoiding a price hike move for the longest time. In fact, our current pricing is still the same as it is from 2019. However, with how things have been developing over the last couple of months and things don't seem to be improving, I think a price hike or price adjustment on our part is to be expected. The only question is to what extent will that adjustment be? So another course of action that we'll be looking into is to develop a new range of product that is more cost effective and also to switch to more local ingredients that are not subject to fluctuation in prices, although that in itself is a challenge.
Right. Thanks, Renyi. And of course, Renyi from My Burger Lab. We have another guest here, and this is Adeline Chia, co-founder of Breakfast Buddy. So Adeline, thanks for staying on the line. Have you noticed the price hike for raw ingredients?
My husband has been in the F&B industry for more than 20 years. So with his experience, we noticed that the raw ingredients, you know, the prices has been a roller coaster every year, especially during holiday seasons, raining seasons and, you know, other factors lah. So it's actually basic economies with supply and demand. Now, during our first MCO, the MCO 1.0, where most of the restaurants have to shut down for business, there was no dining, we realized that food prices actually came down because there was an oversupply of raw products, raw ingredients, and there was less demand. Now, coming to 2021, when the government started to open up the economy, the price went up a little bit, because many of the raw material produced reduced their output. During 1.0, you know, they don't have a clear picture of the future. So the raw ingredients producer, they don't want to produce too many. Now, suddenly in the mid of the year, the government announced another lockdown. Then the raw food producer also like decided to maintain the low output as they still don't know what would happen in the near future. Come September, October 2021 this year, the government started to open up all sectors. And suddenly all restaurants, cafe and other F&B reopened for business. And suddenly the demand is too high and not enough supply to the market. So that might be one of the reasons for the price hike for raw ingredients for the past few months.
And have you noticed the price hike reflected in your own personal F&B consumption?
It's back to the basic of supply and demand. When the demand is higher than supply, the raw ingredients price go up. So as for my personal dine out takeaway experience, yes, indeed, the price has been constantly going up from 50 cents to 1 ringgit. And now, some places, 2 ringgit to 5 ringgit, depending on the venue and the type of cuisine. Some restaurants still maintain the same price, but obviously you can see the portion is smaller than before. We must understand that they are entrepreneurs. We are all business owners. We still need to make profit to keep, you know, the business and to sustain the business.
Right. I'm just thinking, you know, maybe the suppliers are trying to make up for the money they lost during the period, right? Mm-hmm. And so this, and if it's not regulated, right, you can just jack up the price. Adeline, does the price hike for goods affect your business? And if so, how?
Our business, Breakfast Buddy. Breakfast Buddy is a Western breakfast food truck business. Ingredients like eggs, bread, cheese, vegetables, vegetables like lettuce, onion, bell peppers, and even chicken breast. They are our key ingredients in our menu. And yes, the price has been going up since the beginning of the year. For example, eggs increases more than 100%. And cheese, 60 to 80%. Wow. Vegetables, 80 to even 120% increase. Chicken, 50%. And we foresee the price will still keep going up. We do not know what is the end or when is the end of the tunnel. With the cost increased, but our price remaining the same, it will definitely impact our bottom line.
So we're back at the ping pong question. Who do you think should absorb the additional costs?
I don't think it's about who should be absorbing the additional cost. It is more like the question we need to find out the root cause of the increase. What is the root cause? How can we solve the problem? they said that, you know, there's increase of logistics and transportation. Why? Is it because we are short-handed? You know, do we have a shortage of labor? Why do we have a shortage of labor? Imported raw ingredients, is this a global issue?
Right.
It's not just a Malaysian issue. So what is our government agencies, the importer, the food traders role in maintaining the stability of the supply? What's our government role in encouraging people to do farming? Weather prevention? I mean, these are factors that will also affect farming. I think the government can play a critical and important role when coming to these situations, which affect the costs.
Right. I like that, the root cause, right? Last question for you, Adeline. What is your business solution to adjusting to this hike?
Well, we negotiate with our supplier. Suppliers with us have been, you know, together. We've been partners. We've negotiate for better pricing and product purchase commitment. We also constantly looking for product replacement or food innovation. I mean, if there are other alternatives, we constantly look out for these kind of stuff. We also build a long-term working relationship with supplier, hopefully with fixed pricing. Price increase is always a draw, because price increase means our people is the first to feel the suffering.
Yeah.
The rakyat feel it first.
Right. Wow, Adeline, yeah, the rakyat feels it first. You know, very pertinent points, of course. Adeline Chia from Breakfast Buddy. I like a point about the root cause, right?
Yeah.
We've got to address the root cause. Are we investing in agri-tech? So we're also not so dependent on vegetables, you know, from overseas, that kind of thing. So can we do these things? Like, I always talk about vertical farming in the city, right? Why can't, you know, a couple of companies have started doing that. So are we getting the supplies there? I guess once we know the root cause, what are the possible solutions, is that sort of thing. Otherwise, you know, we're held at ransom, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And how much are we leveraging on tech to make the process cheaper? You know,
yeah.
How aware is the SME scene about the, you know, the service providers and the services available to them,
right,
for them to leverage on and make their process cheaper and make their process easier? So is it out there? Is it being told to them? Education is also a huge thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Thanks. I've got some feedback coming in. We'll go through these comments a little later. And that's over WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also let us know via Twitter at BFM Radio. We are asking this question.
So we're asking you over on Twitter, do you think food has become more expensive lately? Our options are yes in general, yes at F&B businesses, no change, and no, it's cheaper.
All right. We'll continue our conversation with other F&B owners after this. Stay tuned. Enterprise Biz Bikes, BFM 89.9.
Breaking Financial Matters, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon, it's Enterprise Biz Bites, and you've just joined us. We're talking about food prices and how this has risen. We're asking this question.
We're asking you, do you think food has become more expensive lately? On Twitter, your options are yes in general, yes at F&B businesses, no change, and no, it's cheaper. By the way, no, it's cheaper has a 0% vote.
Right.
So no one said it's become cheaper.
By the way, this is Frida Liu and Arvind Yuvaraj too. And you can also let us know your comments via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. A couple of interesting comments. We'll get to that a little later, and we'll go through the final poll results a little later as well. Earlier, we spoke to Renyi Chin from My Burger Lab and Adeline Chia from Breakfast Buddy. We've got another business owner here, and Jeremy Teo from Jeremy's Chicks. So we're going to ask you the same question as well, Jeremy. Have you noticed the price hike for raw ingredients?
Hey, thanks for having me here. Yeah, we do realize there is some price hike in raw ingredients, like chicken, some vegetables, sugar, but not everything.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy, does the price hike for goods affect your business? And if it does, how does it affect your business?
Yeah, it does. It does affect our costing, but very marginally, not a lot. And we have a lot of ingredients, so we don't just solely focus on one. Just for example, chicken.
Right.
Chicken has gone up by a lot, so it does not affect us in everything.
Right. And you know, Jeremy, who do you think can and should absorb the additional costs?
Well, it's actually the entire supply chain. It starts from one and then it goes on and on, just like a butterfly effect. Let's look into one prime example. Why did the price of chicken actually went up? So the price of chicken actually went up is because the prices for soy and corn has actually gone up. So from there, you have the breeders or the farmers passing the cost on to traders, and then it goes on to the F&B operators and then to the consumers. Right now, the one that is absorbing the cost the most would be the F&B operators and also the consumers. So let's look into F&B operators. Let's look at the smaller traders, the hawkers. Mm. So the hawkers are the ones that actually increase their price by 50 cents to a ringgit, because the nature of their business, they don't make a lot. It's most of the time it's one-to-one. That's why you're seeing that there is a 50 cents or a ringgit of increase in the meals. Whereas for F&B operators like restaurants or cafes, I would say that most will still be in a comfortable state to absorb it at this moment. Right. And it should be all right, and prices should stabilize. Whereas the ones that will be suffering the most would be the consumers. Mm-hmm. There is no increase in their salary, but their cost of food, their cost of living has increased. But this is also part of inflation. So let's hope for the best. I believe that the government will do something and the price will normalize and stabilize soon.
Mm, okay. The easier question would be, why did the chicken cross the road, right? Not if lonely life was such so simple.
So simple. So like, what is your business's solution to adjusting to this hike?
At the moment, we are still going to do a wait and hold approach and see how it goes, because we are still fortunate that we are still in a comfortable position that we do not have to pass the burden to our customers or our the consumers. So let's see how it goes. And I believe that things will get better and our prices will stabilize. And let's hope for the best.
Right. Jeremy Teo, co-founder of Jeremy's Chicks, thanks for being so optimistic and positive. We've got another business owner here, Adrian Chung from Gyoza for Life. Adrian, have you noticed the price hike for raw ingredients?
Yeah, most definitely noticed the price increase in terms of raw ingredients. Felt them as well, not going to lie. I guess it all started out when one of my Gyoza skin suppliers was like, hey man, so sorry to do this to you, but we got to increase our price by 10% due to inflation. And I was like, wow. And it really hit me, because we're just a small business operator and 10% is a lot. But I guess, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's inevitable, you know, especially during this whole pandemic and, you know, I guess unprecedented times call for unprecedented actions, I guess.
Right.
But, you know, we're just going to keep moving forward and just going to keep, you know, staying strong and finding ways and alternatives to maneuver around this sort of situations. And it's something that we just have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. And what about in your own consumption, you know, when you go out to eat and stuff like that?
For my own personal F&B consumption, yes, most definitely. Felt and also seen the price increase right before my eyes. For example, I love going to this local economy rice shop nearby my house for lunch almost every day. And to see it, the price increase right in front of my eyes is just mind-boggling. I used to only have to pay about 8-9 ringgit for a plate, and now for the same amount of dishes, the same amount of quantity, I pay about 11, 12, sometimes 13 bucks.
Wow.
And so it is quite a lot. It is quite a huge price increase. If you think about it, yeah, it's just, I guess, inflation.
Right. So, I mean, Adrian, economy rice isn't so economical anymore. Right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, first of all, I thought $8 was a lot, so it's been a while since I had economy rice. Now, Adrian, does the price hike for goods also affect your business?
The price hike for goods definitely affects us, especially the fact that, you know, we're just a small business. Mm. And any sort of hikes does take a toll and does affect in many ways, especially because we always pride ourselves as one of the most affordable alternatives and affordable solutions for people's meals. And we like offering good deals to people, good deals to our customers. And now with the price hike, we're sort of placed in a dilemma of, you know, like, oh man, you know, everybody's increasing the price. Do we increase our price? Mm. And there's always that fear, that anxiety of, you know, if we increase our price, people are going to be like, oh, we're not going to buy from you anymore. We're going to go for something else instead.
Right.
So yeah, there's that struggle as well from our end. And I also know, I also understand that, you know, there's that struggle on the consumer's end as well. So it's sort of like a lose-lose situation.
Right.
But I guess we just got to find a way to make it, you know, a win-win situation and adapt to it.
Hmm. Hmm. So we're going to put you on the spot with this question again. Who do you think should absorb the additional costs?
In my humble opinion, I feel that the government should be the one to absorb all these hikes. And empower us business owners and small business owners by giving us some sort of grants or some sort of help, financial help. And I think that would be the best way to go about it.
Right. The root cause of the solution, root cause to the problem, right? And Adrian, final question, what is your business solution?
I think one of our business solutions right now is to just take the hit, healthily, of course, and well within our means, because we pride ourselves as one of the most affordable and yet delicious meals for everyday lives. And we don't want to take that away. We still want to continue to provide accessibility to our food, to all people. And yeah, we're just going to keep, we don't want to increase our price. We'll just continue doing what we're doing. We'll just maneuver around. And I believe everything will be okay and everything will be all right. Right. And it's just, we just have to find a way. Right. We just have to find a solution, as all life do.
Thanks, Adrian. Of course, Adrian Chung from Gyoza for Life. And earlier, we spoke to Jeremy Teo of Jeremy's Chicks. I know, thanks for all them giving their thoughts around this. I've got a couple of comments here over on WhatsApp. Here is a comment here from 9008. And he shares this article from the Malaysian Reserve. Sea freight charges skyrocket up to 700%. And he or she went on to say, one of the many reasons food prices skyrocketed, because there's a picture of a rocket there. From Maggie Bess, agree with the other listener about prices in supermarkets comparatively cheaper than the wet markets. This also applies to non-food items shopped online compared to booths, shop lots in malls. In the long run, it's difficult to carry on supporting local SMEs, right? That's a bit of a concern. Here from Lok Kok Yen, he says, as everyone already knows, my Malaysian wages have been stagnant for the last 20 plus years, and yet the people are always a safety net for anything to do with financial problems. And here we've got from OSK, I'm okay with price hikes as generally the micro traders deal with lower margins and deserve to have a stable income. We've been used to very, very low cost of living versus neighbouring countries, including Indonesia and Thailand. The issue is more disparities between micro traders and medium-sized businesses who face different challenges. So I'm ready to pay more to micro traders, but don't trust the bigger businesses are truly suffering, okay? I don't think it makes sense that we complain about paying 8 ringgit for noodles at store, but don't complain about paying 18 ringgit at a chain restaurant. I suppose if you've been to I suppose what you're saying as well. What are the any comments on Twitter, Arvin?
Yeah, so final numbers on the poll. We asked you, do you think food has become more expensive lately? 86.3% say yes in general. So it went up a bit since the break. 11.6% say yes at F&B businesses. 2.1% say no change at all. And 0% say no, it's cheaper. Right. We also have a message from Emin Ibrahim who says, I'm an F&B operator. Our kuih prices have remained the same. So does the portion size since we started in 2016. Due to the present circumstances, we have to increase the price in 2022. We also have to increase our drinks prices as some companies have increased the prices of their products.
Right. So I think a lot of people are trying to sort of like bear the brunt of the cost at the moment, and then 2022 give them a reason to increase it, but because they have to. Right,
mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. And I think they're also hoping that the festive season, people are eating more, spending more. So they're trying to retain the prices. And then come March, when people stop shopping as much, and I don't know, maybe that's the time people
there might be a slump, right?
Yeah, a slump. So that's an opportunity right now to that opportunity then to increase the prices if they have to, because otherwise, but they're probably working on volume at the moment, right? And hoping that because people are spending more, you can still cover your cost through volume. But anyway, it is a sad situation. We hope we do get to the root cause of this. And of course, you've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Priya Liu, together with Arvind Yuvaraj. Join us again tomorrow, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.